grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our Old Testament lesson for this Palm Sunday, Deuteronomy chapter 32, beginning at the 36th verse. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, our little catechism, the book that summarizes for us the basic teachings of the Christian faith, tells us that when we pray, "Deliver us from evil," we, quote, "pray that God would deliver us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation, and when our last hour comes, that he would grant us a blessed end and take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. This is his good and gracious will." Many people speak about a blessed life. We speak about what we would like to see in our life. We speak about what we would like to accomplish in our life. We speak about what is important to us in our life. And that is certainly, there is certainly nothing wrong with any of that. But if we turn to the pages of God's Word has a way of reminding us that far more important than a blessed life is a blessed end. Not a blessed life, but a blessed end. And if we're left scratching our head with that, God's Word, the Lord in His Word, actually gives us a picture of what that looks like. And it comes to us in Luke chapter 23. And this is what it says, very appropriate for Holy Week. One of the criminals who was hanging on a cross next to Jesus was hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." Most definitely not a blessed end. But the other criminal answered and rebuked him and said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man, Jesus, has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And the Lord said to him, "Truly I say to you," and you know the words, "today you shall be with me in paradise." Paradise, a blessed end. Now there is still part of us that looks at the thief on the cross and says, "How is that a blessed end? He died in shame. He died in disgrace. He was rejected by everybody for his sins. He was in great pain and suffering. How is that a blessed end?" But when you talk like that, you're giving yourself away. You're giving yourself away that you're still looking for a blessed life, not a blessed end. And so it was for the first thief. He was looking for a blessed life. His prayer to the Lord was what? If you call it a prayer, he says, "Get me off this cross. That's what I want." And you know that if the Lord did that for him, he would just go back to stealing, because that was his life. But the second thief was given a blessed end, graciously taken from this valley of sorrow, this present life, to the Lord himself in heaven. And if you think about it for a moment, the same thing happened to our Lord Jesus. He was given a blessed end. Book of Philippians, our second lesson for today, talks about how he let go of his equality with his Father, how he came down into this world, how he took the form of a slave, and he humbled himself even to the point of death, death on a cross, down, 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 working his way to the bottom. But then it says what? Therefore, because of all of that, God the Father has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. A blessed end. Now our Lord Jesus, in the Gospel of John, had said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And that thief on the cross came to know the truth. He came to see it. And because he came to know the truth, he was afraid of God. And rightly so, because Hebrews chapter 12, our God is a consuming fire. You remember a couple years back when we had our consuming fires. What was your response to those? Nothing to it. No, you were afraid. I was afraid. 100 feet behind our house, a wall of flames. What are you going to do with that? Except join the crowd and try to get in the traffic jam and get out of the neighborhood. This man was under a just sentence of condemnation. Like the scripture says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. But Jesus, on the other hand, had done nothing wrong. 1 Peter chapter 3. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. To bring you to God, you shall be with me in paradise. And so the thief said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom, because nobody else is remembering me. And the Lord said to him, truly I say to you today, yes, you shall be with me in paradise, not a blessed life, but a blessed end, which is far more important. There's an old proverb that says, more people ascend to heaven from the gallows than from the cemetery. More people ascend to heaven from the gallows than from the cemetery. Why is that? Because they fear death? No, but because finally they fear God. Finally they fear God, and they can't be a fool anymore. Like the grasshopper. Is it Aesop's fables? What did the grasshopper do all summer? He played the fiddle while the ants worked. The grasshopper fiddled all summer long. He fooled around with his life, and you can do that. You can play with your hopes and dreams and goals and ideas and belief systems, and you can make plans and look for a blessed life. You can be like Daniel chapter 5, King Belshazzar, which is mentioned there, feasting with 1,000 of his nobles, and then all of a sudden, a hand appears on the wall and begins to write. That's where we get the saying, the writing is on the wall from. A hand appears on the wall and begins to write down, your life has been weighed in the scales and you have been found wanting. A day of reckoning. Looking for a blessed life, but far better it is to look for a blessed end. And so, today's Old Testament lesson. The Lord will judge. That's referring to your sin and mine. He will say, now where are their gods? The other things you were looking for. Where is the rock they took refuge in? The gods who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up to help you. Let them give you shelter. And of course, there is no shelter from the Lord because our God is a consuming fire. But it's then that the thief, the criminal, the person that is the sinner, it's at that time that that person cries out to the Lord. They say it like in the words of the hymn, very well put, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ The solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the overwhelming flood. When every earthly prop gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Today's lesson. The Lord says, do you see? Do you see now that I myself am he? Do you see that there is no God beside me? I put to death and I bring to life. I have wounded and I will heal, and no one can deliver out of my hand. And that is the truth. No one can deliver. There is no delivering from the Lord's hand. But we remember that there is also no delivering apart from the Lord's hand. No delivering apart from him. And that's why the crowds on Palm Sunday shouted out at Jesus coming, and they said in their language, Hoshiana, Hoshiana, Hosanna, O Lord, save us. And I'm sure that many people there that day, maybe even most of the people there that day, were only asking for a blessed life. Deliver us from the evil Lord that is outside of us. We wish we had less taxes. We wish we had better health. We wish we had political justice. But if you were a sinner on that day, a person who knows what they really are when they look in the mirror, then you know that you have a deeper need. You pray, deliver us not from the evil without, deliver us from the evil within. Deliver us from the evil of sin. Grant us, Lord, not just a blessed life, but a blessed end. Deliver us from this valley of sorrow. Take us to yourself in heaven, because we know that this is your good and gracious will. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.